It is Friday, January 24th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Football.
Yes.
Almost over.
Not a topic that I generally address. But I just read a really interesting story.
Okay.
It was in What's Up, I must say. About a gentleman named Mike Looney who remembers clearly sitting in front of a black and white TV in a freezing duplex in Lubbock, Texas, watching the University of Arkansas, University of Texas football game.
Don't tell me 1969.
I'm going to tell you 1969.
Why do we keep talking about this?
I don't know.
It's heartbreaking.
Wait, what happened?
Well, Arkansas lost to Texas 15-14.
It was a clip.
Oh. What does that mean?
It was a clip. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know what that means.
That means it should have been a foul, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I'm not sure it was a clip. It was close, but go ahead.
Granted that even in Arkansas, it's late to bring this up.
Mm.
Even in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Looney has made a documentary film about it.
Oh.
Called The Big Shootout, and it will show this evening at the Eureka Springs Indie Film Fest.
All kidding aside, it was a tremendously important football game, not just because it determined who won the national championship, not just because Richard Nixon was here to watch it, but because of where we were as a country and a region in race relations, in all sorts
of things.
Vietnam War, yes. And what Fayetteville was going through at the time. There had been a shooting that week on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous subject.
And all of that is included in the film, not just the football game. He interviewed 41 people, including players, coaches, members of the Nixon administration, because President Nixon was there, and gave the national title to Texas.
In the dressing room.
There were civil rights protesters and war protesters that he interviewed. And apparently it's the only interview Frank Broyles has ever given about the game.
Wow.
So since filming, according to him, they've lost three of the important central players.
Daryl Royal,
Beano Cook at ABC.
Right.
And James Street, who was the Texas quarterback.
And a heck of an athlete.
And so if you, too, are interested in this still, it will be shown at 7 o'clock tonight at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. It's $10 for one day to the film festival. Festival continues tomorrow. And it's apparently still a hot topic.
Also, the University of Arkansas band, it was a standard practice that you would play. They would play Dixie.
And they didn't.
It was the first time they hadn't in years. That was a big controversy. They never have played it since. Fascinating story. Future President George Bush was at that game as well, a congressman at the time from Texas.
And again, it's a football movie I'd actually like to see. So
yeah.
That should tell you something if you know me. Also this weekend, a little topic that might be kind of close to my heart. An event called Walk a Mile in My Shoes Sale.
I'm hoping to make it this year.
It's a shoe sale to benefit Ozark Guidance. It's donated shoes. Lots of them are like new. Shoes for everybody. Donated handbags. $10 for adult size. Children's shoes for $5. And a designer corner for $20 an item. And they're talking designer stuff.
And I know we're talking about... You and I are women, and we're talking about shoes, but there are also men's shoes available.
Yes, yes. And I saw unhappy men there in the past. You know, they don't want shoes. Anyway, it's 2 to 6 today and 8 to 1 tomorrow. Don't be late. Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. You can find out more at ozarkguidance.org. This weekend is also the Ozark Mountain Music Fest in Eureka Springs. All sorts of great bands, including the Hog Scalders, the Ben Miller Band, and Three Penny Acre. Concerts start tonight and continue through noontime on Sunday, all at the Basin Park Hotel.
You would never have to leave the building if you did not want to.
Oh, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
And you'd be warm.
You can be in your room. You can go downstairs. You don't even have to have shoes.
Three-day passes are $45. OzarkMountainMusicFestival.com. Another topic close to my heart, Saturday's Lay Chocolate Feast.
Also hoping to make it to that.
It's a benefit for breast cancer survivors through the Pink Divas of Northwest Arkansas and Arkansas Reeling and Healing. You go through a huge selection of chocolate and fill your box.
Is that how? Okay, I've never actually been in. I was wondering how it works.
You get like a cake box.
Uh-huh. And I get to fill it?
And you get to fill it.
And take it with me?
Yes.
Awesome.
You could fill it and eat it there, but I don't think you'd feel well afterward.
So it's
we
like
could try and find out.
You get to make your own Whitman sampler, basically.
Yes, with all sorts of things, from cupcakes to chocolate candy.
And only the ones you like.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's amazing. It happens from 10 to 3 Saturday at the Northwest Arkansas Mall in Fayetteville, and it's $10 for adults. And on Saturday, if you can still waddle in your new shoes, you can go out to Hobbs State Park and hear the first of this year's speaker series with Susan Young talking about Down by the Old Mill Stream.
Grist mills, right?
Yes. Should be a lot of fun. You could take walking shoes, walk off a little chocolate, clutch your other shoes to your heart as you go.
Talk
it's a
about,
great plan.
Talk about the music and movies you've seen and heard.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.